Next, we are going to move on to explain a bit about the invoking energy keys of the pentagram and the hexagram. Up till this point, we have only used the banishing flavor of these energy keys. To invoke energy means to raise it. You have already invoked energy before, as our OLAPE formula is an energy invoking key. However, the invoking pentagrams and the hexagrams present you with a way to raise various kinds of energies in their pure form. This may be needed if you want to bring about some specific change that you cannot find an energy key for, or because you just want to construct your own magical formulas. For example, you could follow our basic 7-step magical operation, and at step 4, substitute the OLAPE healing formula with an invoking hexagram of Jupiter and an invoking pentagram of Earth. This action would raise the energy of prosperity and opportunity and the manifestation energy of the Earth. Then you direct this energy to yourself or at whatever you want to prosper. We used the invoking hexagram of Jupiter because that planetary energy corresponds with that kind of energy. We used the invoking pentagram of Earth because Earth energy is the energy of manifestation on the physical plane. So, if you are following me here, we raise the energy of prosperity and the manifestation power of the Earth to cause an increase in prosperity on the Earth plane. This example should make it clear the importance of understanding just what each invoking or banishing energy key is going to do. On the website in the magic section, you will find a brief explanation of the various pentagrams and hexagrams and what energy they invoke or banish. However, I would urge you to study these keys more closely from other sources and text on magic. This series is just meant as an introduction to magic and to its use. I do not pretend to say that this is all you need to know about these things. My hope with this series is to give you the basic understanding of what magic is and its basic keys, so that when you do come across some magical formula, you will have some idea of what it does. It is not enough to just follow a formula blindly that you may find someplace. Karma does not care if you do not know what you are doing. So it is always good to take apart any magical formula you find to figure out what is going on before you try to use it.